Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So what is your passion? Finding mine in the outdoors is easy. Simply put a fly rod in my hand near a secluded section of a trout stream. Hey, do I want to catch fish? Sure, but it's more than that. I love the serenity of the wilderness, the sound of the stream, and the beauty I see all around me. I could discuss the same passion with a camera in my hands on a beach at sunrise. Yeah, you see lots of sunsets, but those sunrises, they are special. Or how about paddling my kayak in the early morning fog on my favorite reservoir? I know when I'm there, there is no one else but me and peace. Or how about hiking up Twisted Tree, sitting near the edge of a cliff and watching bald eagles soaring past me at eye level? But something else away from the wild began to stir inside of me about 1 year ago. It was my desire to find my way back to music. My minor at Rutgers University was music. As time and life progressed, I slowly moved away from something that I loved. Well, you see, for me, I had been away from it for so many years, and then all of a sudden, we began to write the theme song to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, and, you know, our Outdoor Adventure show. You can watch all those episodes at joeybe.tv, but not now, because you're going to hear about my passion, and then we're going to talk yours. Well, a few years back, I rehearsed with my friends Tony and Shane from the band Acoustic Release for the sole purpose of playing rhythm guitar on the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure theme song. I loved every minute of it. One of my life goals was always to record in a studio. And I did. And it was great. And we loved it. And then the passion died out until last winter. And then, intrinsically, inside of me, it was time. I picked up my Ovation guitar and began to play. It was not a fire in my soul, but an ember. But I was going to take the ember. The ember was good enough to play just about every day for 3 months. And then as spring approached, the fly rod passion began to take hold, except somehow that ember was not extinguished. As the next month went on and I began to think about, oh, what do you really want to do with this music? I purchased a classical guitar. This was a style of music I had never pursued. Yet I always wanted to play Spanish instrumental guitar. My love for the Southwest culture was somehow putting me there. I also wanted to learn how to just solely finger pick and just select a few of my favorite songs and really learn them. And to me, this whole thing right now was going to be entirely different. It was new. It was a challenge. The ember was starting to burn a little bit further, and I was just there. And then many years ago, notice how I regress, go forward, it fades in and out. Well, many years ago at a bluegrass festival, I heard, of all songs that you could imagine hearing at a bluegrass festival, a guitarist play Over the Rainbow. My cerebrum, see, I am a scientist, stored that memory until now. I purchased the sheet music for Over the Rainbow. You know, Gabby and I, we go to the Guitar Center, and I'm not exaggerating probably one or two times a month. We just keep going there. Gab and Nissy, here's the exploration of music in her soul. She loves the drums. By the way, she does play the saxophone in her school band. but she loves the drums, and she gets to play all the different drum sets that are there. And then we go pianos. Then we go into the guitar room, and she'll pick up a guitar. And by the way, these are all acoustics. There's a special room for it. And she'll pick up a ukulele and every now and then. And if there's a mandolin, I pick the mandolin up and put it down. I play some of the guitars. Well, I'm going to let you know that that gives me the opportunity to experiment a little bit. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's put the pieces of my passion together. This goes back for many years. Typically around 4:30, all of my, and I always said what I did in life is work, but it's not really work, because I'm going to let you know that if you love doing what you do, it's not work. So for me, and my family knows this, I have never worked a day in my life, because everything I've ever done, I've loved. So around 4:30, when my quote, work, unquote, is done, I would always walk over to the wood-burning stove, third of a glass of wine, sit down and relax in front of that stove and get the fire going. And I am telling you that I would light a fire every single day, 4:30, and just sit there. And again, we talk about peace and serenity, and that was it. Well, now I go down and get a third of a glass of wine, 4:30, but this time it's pulling out the music stand. I bring my computer over, because it is utterly amazing what you can learn on YouTube with music and lessons and different tips and people to play along with. And I pull out my classical guitar, and I am learning all over again. And guess what's on the music stand? The first thing, it's Over the Rainbow. And I play many other things, but I start with that because that was something that I wanted to know about. Now the ember was replaced by a warm fire. One instrument that I always wanted to learn was the mandolin. So I gave my buddy Don a call, because I knew that he had a few of them. I borrowed one from Don. There was an adult school in a neighboring town, and they had a group class on mandolin lessons. So I went to the lessons, and the instructor was not good at all, zero. But hey, I had purchased a number of books more than the course had required, and I began to, because after the guitar every day, I would pick up the mandolin, and then I would begin to sight read some of the music slowly on the mandolin, because I'm just learning the notes. But the passion, it was there. The music, the fire was there. So every day, it is guitar, it is mandolin. And then I just found a bluegrass instructor, you know, for individual lessons. So I've just put another log on the fire. So back to the Guitar Center, because you see, my timing was not great from being away for all the years. So I bought a djembe, which is an African drum. It's just a small little drum that sits between your legs and you play. So if I'm just trying to get the rhythm down or something, the timing down, I'll pull out the djembe, and not often, but I'm playing it. And then, because we're in the Guitar Center all the time, hey, I guess I should have stock in their company by now, I purchased, because I've done a little bit of reading with this, I purchased a didgeridoo. And when you use that word, it just sounds cool. I got a didgeridoo. And people are like, what the heck is a didgeridoo? See, you notice how I like to say didgeridoo. Well, it's an Australian outback instrument. And what I learned is there's a lot of breathing exercises that go along with it. And you need to do the breathing exercises first, so it adds a little bit of peace to what I'm doing. So do I still have a passion for trout streams, sunrises, mountain peaks, or kayak paddles? Heck yes. But I found one more passion, my passion for music. So right now, I am on fire with it. So what passion is inside of you that you can get it to go from an ember to a warm fire? Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.